Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. There have been incidents as part of the demonstration in Paris. 11 people were arrested after clashes on the sidelines of the demonstration against the pension reform. This new day of action is a test for the unions, more than ever determined to make the government give in. 300 rallies are taking place throughout France, with disruptions and strikes in several key sectors, such as schools, transportation, and refineries, which are all blocked. Now it remains to be seen whether this day of mobilization will be renewed. The decision will be made this evening by the Interunion, which meets at 7 p.m. The battle for pensions gave rise this afternoon to a heated exchange in the assembly between majority and opposition. The Minister of Labour, Olivier Dussopt, indicated that the executive was not deaf to the demands. As for the communist MP Pierre Dharréville, he called on the government to put an end to its reform. "There is no other reasonable outcome than the withdrawal of the text," said the close friend of Fabien Roussel. In the rest of the news, Pierre Palmade is back under judicial supervision. As a result, there will be no more police escort in front of his hospital room, at least until the hearing, which must determine whether his pre-trial detention is lifted. And 8 months of a suspended prison sentence for the father who had taken the law into his own hands. Last October, he had assaulted the alleged sexual aggressor of his 6-year-old daughter who broke into his home at night. And then soccer, Abdel Bouazama is no longer the coach of Angers. The decision was made by mutual agreement with the club, currently last in Premier League. The 54-year-old coach had also made controversial remarks. In the locker room this weekend in Montpellier, he had supported one of his players prosecuted for sexual assault by declaring, "It's not a big deal, we have all already touched girls," end of quote. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.